I invented this little game years ago to play with our two young grandsons. I called it Bible Charades. We tried it one Sunday afternoon during a visit to our house, and then they wanted to do it every time. Pretty simple. Just write a brief description of several Bible stories on cards, and then the boys would take turns drawing a card and acting out the story with either their daddy or me as their teammate. Whoever isn't playing is supposed to be guessing. Well, my favorite was when the younger boy, who was 3 years old, was David, and his tall daddy was Goliath. Yeah. The little guy pretended that this dish towel was his slingshot, and he spun it around his head, followed by daddy holding his forehead and crashing dramatically to the living room floor. No talking is allowed. You can only act it out. One problem. Our 5-year-old grandson knew a lot more Bible stories than his 3-year-old brother, which made the game pretty challenging and sometimes kind of frustrating for the little guy. The story that we hoped he'd guess by our actions might be a story he doesn't even know. Well, I'm Ron Hutchcraft, and I want to have a word with you today about living it won't do it. Some of us have been playing Bible charades for a long time, acting out a story we hope the people around us will guess. By our actions, but no words. If you've ever played real charades, you know there are some things people just aren't going to figure out without you putting it into words, right? So it is with the most important story of all. The story of what Jesus did on the cross to pay for the sins of each person you know. The story of the spiritual rescuer from heaven who not only died for them, but who's alive for them because he walked out of his grave 3 days later. Many followers of Jesus are committed to what some call lifestyle evangelism, and that's very important, demonstrating in your everyday life the difference that Jesus makes, creating curiosity about him in the hearts of people who don't know him. It's important, but it's not enough. See, they're not going to guess the gospel. I mean, they could watch you for the next 50 years, and they're not going to suddenly say, you know, Charlie is such a nice guy. I'll bet Jesus died on the cross for my sins. They're not going to figure that out. You have to tell them. Gospel charades will turn out to be fatal charades for them if you never tell them what Jesus did for them on the cross. Paul's prayer and our word for today from the Word of God needs to be your prayer and mine. In Ephesians 6, 19 and 20, he says, "Pray also for me, that whenever I open my mouth, words may be given me, so that I will fearlessly make known the mystery of the gospel." By the way, it's going to be a mystery to the people around you until you tell them about it, right? So he goes on to say, "Pray that I may declare it fearlessly as I should." In Colossians 4, 3 and 4, Paul asks for prayer that God will open a door for us. Now, a door, well, that's just a natural opportunity to bring up your relationship with Jesus and the difference he's making in your everyday life. I call this a 3-open prayer. Prayed each new day, it can give you some exciting opportunities to be a spiritual rescuer. Maybe for some people who are spiritually dying around you. It goes like this, "Lord, open a door." See, you're trusting him to open some natural opportunity and to help you see that opportunity when he does. Then, "Lord, open their heart. Get them ready, Lord, to hear about you before I ever speak to them." And finally, "Lord," and this might be the toughest one, "open my mouth." Give me the courage, give me the words, give me the approach to use to point this person to you. Try it with me. "Lord, open a door. Lord, open their heart. Lord, open my mouth." Don't just depend on your acting out, Jesus, your gospel charades, to give someone you care about the life or death information they've got to have to go to heaven. There's too much at stake for that. For you to remain silent about what you know about Jesus could be, in essence, a death sentence for them because of your silence.
Thank you so much for listening to A Word With You with Ron Hutchcraft. God bless you.